It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration. On Praise Your Inspiration Station, as soon as I get some breath.
Wow, take it easy, man.
La, 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 la. I got to stop all this clowning. I tell you the truth, I don't do nothing but clown. Listen, we are kicking it off, and it is very well could be the last game of the week, because if the ladies take it, it's a wrap. If the fellas take it, we tie up the week and we see how it's all going to go down. Representing the ladies is Teresa out of Maryland. What's up, T?
Not a lot. Getting ready to go to gym. What's up with you?
Okay, that's what's up. You in Bowie, Maryland, right?
Yes.
And Eric is from Maryland, too. What's up, Eric?
What's happening?
What part of Maryland are you from?
Well, I lived in Silver Spring. I'm actually from Virginia.
Okay, so you live in Silver Springs now, right?
No, I live in Dumfries now.
Eric.
He's from Silver Spring. He lives in Virginia.
No, he don't live in Virginia. He lives in Silver Springs.
No, Silver Spring is in Maryland. Dumfries is in Virginia.
I know. This is going really bad.
I know, it's already starting off wrong.
This went south quick. All right, cool. I'm going to give y'all 30 seconds. I tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to let you loose. And if you can do the longest list in 30 seconds, you will be the winner. How about that?
Oh, right. My.
All right. Lord, Eric sounding defeated already.
I am never defeated.
All right, cool. Teresa, you want to go first or second? We'll find out, Eric.
I want to go first.
All right. Hold on, Eric, all right?
Okay.
Cool, cool. Teresa.
Yes?
Yesterday, I had them list for me as many female politicians as they could, right?
Yes.
Today, I want you to list as many male politicians as you can. Go.
Okay. President Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush, John Lewis, John Boehner, what do you think? George Bush. George W. Bush, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, let me think, the Speaker of the House. I can see.
Time is up.
Okay.
Okay, so you got eight.
Okay.
That John Boehner was good. And then you went back in the history, which is what really helped you with that Washington and Lincoln and all of that.
Yeah, just what I couldn't think of. What is the guy's name that was just running for president? It was a Speaker of the House, though.
John Boehner's the Speaker of the House, ain't he?
No, now, but he was under Clinton. He was the Speaker of the House. I couldn't think of him.
Oh, well, I'm going to let you work that out while we can't call on Eric.
Okay.
Eric.
Sir.
What's up? We laughing already because me and Teresa been clowning, but we going to do this thing, me and you, all right?
Okay.
Yesterday, sir, I had them name as many female politicians as they could. Today, today, I want you to name as many male politicians as you can. Go.
Mayor Barry, Jesse Jackson. oh my God, George Clinton, the Clintons. Barack Obama, George Washington. I ain't hearing no dinging. Let's see. Buchanan, Taft, Roosevelt.
Time is up.
Oh, God.
Those last three that you did made y'all tie.
Oh, wow.
Buchanan, Taft, and Roosevelt put you at eight. You had stopped at five.
Okay.
And you might have won, Eric, if you would have just did your job. Talking about, I don't hear no dings.
I know. I didn't hear the dinging.
Don't worry about it. Just do what I asked you to do.
Okay.
Eric, I like you, dog. You funny. All right. Check it out. Here's your tiebreaker question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the capital of Illinois?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Wrong. That's just a city in Illinois.
Oh, okay. Illinois. Oh, God.
Springfield.
Who?
Springfield.
Yeah, Teresa got it first.
Oh, shoot.
It is Springfield.
Yeah. President Obama went there to announce his presidency.
You absolutely right.
Capital.
Look at Teresa being all up on the know. Look at her.
I can't believe I didn't call more politicians out.
I know, right? That's because you said you was never defeated and you'd have messed around and lost this game.
Yeah, I'm no joke.
What for the ladies?
Yes, sir. The ladies have taken the week with Teresa.
Wait a minute. Did you give me both of them Jacksons? I said Jesse Jackson and his son.
Eric.
I try.
Eric, what's your church home and pastor?
Harvest Life Changes. Bishop Lyle and Pastor Deborah
and
Dukes.
Deborah Dukes. Yeah, they going to get you. Lyle is really going to get you.
Yeah, I know. He going to talk about
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. Teresa, what's your church home and pastor?
Holy Comforter, St. Cyprian Roman Catholic Church with Monsignor Charles Polk as the pastor.
Excellent, excellent. Eric and Teresa, y'all can go to Facebook, Lonnie Hunter Music, and hear the audio all over again and find out what the fans have to say about your game, all right?
All right.
All right.
I got one thing to say to you.
Get off my phone.
Yes, sir. Listen, family, listen, listen, listen. You understand me? I need you to listen because coming up next, I got a special message that our president, President Barack Obama, is addressing the country regarding as it relates to the young man who was killed by the police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. And he's going to be addressing the nation, and I'm going to make you privy to that information that's coming up next. So stay close. On Praise.